The reading is from the Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to the disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Then he said to Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." "Amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The headlines this week seem to make us be as Peter waiting outside the house of Caiaphas before the condemnation of Jesus. Like Peter, we're faced by Jesus who looks us in the eyes. We see him as a woman in a jihad crying, a Jewish man in a yarmulke looking at us in the eye. "Do you love me more than these? Feed my lambs." In the eyes of immigrants who are afraid of deportation, violence, or being separated from their children, they pierce us as they did Christ. "Do you love me? Tend my sheep." Jesus' eyes may be those of gays and lesbians, LGBT persons, the right, the left, Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, persons of every color. But the eyes face us in distress with another, "Do you love me? Feed my sheep." How do we answer the Jesus present in our world? Are we at a loss like Peter? No matter the age, we are sometimes called to go where we wish we did not have to go. For the young, it may be homework, chores. For others, it may be dealing with broken families, the death of a loved one. Love can break our hearts. It is difficult to be open to those with whom we disagree. It is distressing to see the pain of Manchester, England, or to cry with a woman whose defenders died in coming to her aid, and to see the women and children suffering malnutrition, or trying to live in war zones. We cannot do everything, but how do we stretch out our hands to those in need? Jesus calls us to glorify God, which means to embody the justice, the mercy, and the love in the same way God loves. Today, whose eyes pierce yours with the question, "Do you love me?" Where are you and I called to be where we do not want to go? Can we follow?